Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Pick and Roll Podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
Today, we got a good one for you guys. This is going to be basically a podcast where we're going to be breaking down draft prospects. This is what we're going to be doing all year. This is going to be a year-long scouting, mock drafts, breaking down players, reaction to drafts, big boards. You know, this is going to be a year-round scouting podcast, NBA scouting podcast. So this is the first episode. And so basically what we're doing is we're going to break down the top 10 guys in the ESPN top 100 rankings that are heading into college or the NBA G League. That there's a few of guys, these guys go in there. We're going to break them down for you guys. Give us a, you know, a quick breakdown of these guys, what we think, what we like, what we dislike, things of that nature. It's going to be really fun. And that's what we're going to be giving you with this new podcast. Yeah, Chris? Do you have anything you want to say?
Yeah, nothing really. I'm just excited. Okay. I'm excited to finally, you know.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. All right. So the first player, the number one player in the nation, is Isaiah Collier. He's a 6'4 point guard. He's going to go play at USC with Bronny James. Him and Bronny are going to play together. And, you know, my scouting report on Isaiah Collier is, first things first, he looks extremely strong. He's a very strong body, especially the lower half of his body, very strong legs. That strength, and plus, you know, decent athletic gifts. It's not like he's overly gifted athletically, but he's gifted enough to get to the rim. You know, but his best gift is playing through contact at the rim. I mean, his ability to finish at the rim due to his 6'4", him being 6'4", and being so strong is his greatest strength. You know, he's great at contact balance, playing through contact, great at finishing at the rim. He moves people. I mean, it's really impressive how strong he is. You know, he can shot create. He definitely shows flashes of that from every level. You know, his elite finisher. He's a really good passer. You know, I think his best ability passing wise is the right hand fastball pass. Like, he has a really good one handed pass where he can just put it on a line and just like get it to the corner really quickly. It's kind of reminiscent of Russ. Russ has a really great one hand pass. You know, with not a lot of defensive highlights, you know, there is flashes of him shooting really deep at the 3-point range. So that shows a lot of upside, because if he can put that finishing at the rim together with that really deep 3-point shot creation for himself, this guy could be really elite. Personally, strength and skill wise and athleticism wise, he reminds me a ton of Drew Holiday offensively, with more of like 3-point flair, but similar physical build, similar strength, similar athletic gifts. You know, Drew Holiday was like a top 5 prospect when he was coming out of college as well. Like, he was the man coming out of high school. So, you know, Drew Holiday was that kind of guy too. So my grade on him so far is a 2-5 pick in the draft. That's my grade on him. He's not like a number one pick, but he could definitely be a guy that could give you 20-8. The guys like Tyrese Haliburton, a guy like Darius Garland. I could see him being in that tier, the Fred VanVleet of the world. So that's my take on Isaiah Collier. Chris, what do you think about Isaiah Collier?
So I will have to disagree here with a few things. So I would say that Isaiah Collier, you know, I have him as a 6'4 point guard from Wheeler High School with a crazy passing ability. I think that's something that you touched on. But I think that's going to be his bread and butter more than his scoring, because I feel like even at 6'4 as a point guard, I feel like a lot of his – I mean, like, he has a great jumping ability. But I feel like the other guards, the small forward shooting guards, are going to be a little bit more athletic than he is. And he's not going to really be able to get around him. And I didn't see a lot of shot creation except for downhill, which is awesome, though. Awesome. Mm-hmm. His downhill ability is awesome. I mean, he has great body control, and he's able to kind of, you know, adjust to mid-air and defenses and stuff like that. And kind of, because, yeah, he's 205 pounds. So, like, guys kind of bounce off of him a little bit because he's so strong. Yes. So, like, he's able to get around people. And his jumping ability is great, but I just don't see it as, like, I don't see him being, like, a high draft pick, really, unless he, like, develops more into that shot creation. Like, I need to see more three-point shot creation from him, more mid-range shot creation. I see a lot of downhill, kind of, like, a lot of reminiscent of, like, Russ, where, like, he just kind of outruns the defense and kind of, like, gets a good layup. He has a great layup package, you know, a good layup. I'm not really seeing a lot of shot creation, really.
Mm-hmm.
And if I did, it would be more Russ-like, like mid-range, because he's kind of strong and fast and athletic to an extent. But I just think that his attacking downhill will be his greatest strength, along with his passing ability, because it's crazy. The way he threads the needle, he does it like no other guard, really, which is crazy. You know, he makes impressive lead passes and has the ability to make the proper read as the play unfolds. So as the play unfolds, it's like he's already seeing it happen. So which is like, that's great to know. But if you have a point guard, it's kind of like a computer that he's already like thinking two steps ahead than of the defense. It looks like he's getting up without trying, because like I said, with that jumping ability. And I would say his best NBA comparison would be Eric Bledsoe. I would say similar build and play style. And he will really live on his passing ability. I feel like scoring ability won't really... I mean, he could always develop that in college, but as of right now, I feel like he's going to live and die with his passing ability. He's going to be a great facilitator on the next level.
Yeah, I mean, Bledsoe was definitely a very strong guy, and like the weakness was a three-point shooting, right?
Yeah.
He would used to get exposed a lot for the lack of three-point shooting, but could really get downhill. So I feel like that's a pretty solid comp. It depends on how well that three-point shot is going to translate to the next level. You know, if he's knocking it down at the next level, then it's going to be different. But, yeah, it's definitely something interesting. So are you ready to kick it to the next guy?
One more thing. Also, it was something that I had really kind of, like, gotten into. Like, when I was watching him at first with his highlights, I was looking at, like, how he got trapped a lot. But it took him a while. Like, I see that he does have really good, like, instincts with the basketball, but it took him a while to get out of the trap, and that's something that he could depend on. I mean, that he could like increase on. So I feel like his passing isn't otherworldly yet, but it has the potential to be. I feel like once he can read that a little bit better, those traps a little bit better, I feel like he'll be pretty much unstoppable with the ball in his hands, because the way he'll just increase, you know, increase production from his teammates with the way he passes will just be phenomenal.
Yeah, I feel you. Yeah. Right, you ready to kick it to the next guy?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, number two on the ESPN Top 100 is Ron Holland, 6'9 forward. He's going to go play in the G League. You know, he is so gifted athletically. The dude is that guy can fly in the air. No jokes about it. And it's not just vertical speed. He's like very fast and quick. Mm-hmm. And, you know, athletically, he reminds me a ton of Josh Smith. You know, he was Atlanta Hawks. Everybody, Josh Smith was playing with Joe Johnson, those two together, and he would go downhill and he'd put tons of pressure at the rim. And he'd always be on ESPN top 10 plays because he'd be dunking on somebody crazy. You know what I mean? That's where he reminds me of him. I mean, nobody can stay in front of him. I definitely feel like, you know, the most advanced thing that he has is that first step. His fundamental of that first dribble and first step, he's always super low and in the perfect foot placement, and he's always right there, and he's just so freaking fast that because of he is so advanced and skilled at that first step, you pair that skill with the very fundamentally sound first step with a freak athlete, nobody can stay in front of him.
Yeah.
You know, he has good ball handle control. He's not like super, I'm going to shake you up. you know, he will cross some people up, and he does have a pretty nice handle, but it's not like super duper amazing yet. But mm-hmm. definitely leads to a lot to one to be hoped for in the future. You know, there's no defensive highlights that I could find, but I'm guessing a 6'9 freak like that can probably be a pretty solid defender. Yeah. You know, no passing highlights either. His 3-point shot creation for himself was pretty interesting. You know, that 3-point shot is going to either make or break him in the next level. Me personally, I do think the floor is Josh Smith, but if that 3-point shot, if he can shot create, he's gonna be 6'9", and honestly, if he can shot create, that's T-Mac level stuff. So if he can shot create, he'll definitely be the number one pick, in my opinion, because then we start walking towards T-Mac. Okay. But until I see more of that, he's gonna be the 2-5 pick because the intrigue is gonna be too much. But this guy could definitely, with a good year in the G League, he can walk his way to the number one pick.
Yeah.
Chris?
So, Ron Holland for me, 6'8", power forward, right? Okay. Nuffieville High School. Great athlete from what I've seen. And he really thrives in an offense where there's a lot of up and down, where he can show off his crazy athleticism by dunking, running the floor, and shot blocking on the other end. He's a consistent lob threat, so like they always throw lobs at him because he just jumps out the gym because he's crazy athletic. He's a high energy guy on both ends, one of the better defenders that I've seen because I've seen like a lot of his shot blocking highlights. I did find a couple of those. He's like one of the better defenders that I've seen so far, and he's long. Not you know so what I mean? He's tall and long, so he's gonna be. I'm sorry. He's gonna be a great defender. And I think that I would like to see more of his shooting ability. Mm-hmm. I did see a little bit, you know, kind of like maybe a couple mid-range. There's like maybe some standstill. But I want to see, I agree with the shot creation ability. Like, I would like to see more of that. I would like to see him develop that. He doesn't quite have that yet. I think it's more standstill at this point. But still, that's actually good going into the college because you can be taught, you know, how to create a little bit better. Yeah. And I think that, you know, with a shooting coach, he could become a solid 3-and-D wing defender. I think that's a ceiling.
Okay.
And so I believe best NBA comparison, Tari Eason,
is that what you said?
Tari Eason. Yeah. Tari Eason.
That's not a terrible one. Yeah, Tari Eason is super long.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, you ready to get the next guy?
Let's go.
Number 3 on the list is Justin Edwards, 6'7", a part of the ridiculous recruiting cast Kentucky has. He's a lefty. You know, he's an odd mover. He's extremely smooth. He can get to the rim. You know, I think he's above average athlete. He has a really great mid-range pull-up. Definitely seems like he's a really good feel in the mid-range. It definitely feels like that's the way that he really, you know, scores consistently. I don't view him as like a world-class rim attacker, but pretty decent. You know, this guy doesn't really show you a ton of tape of him shot creating from the 3-point line. Wish I would have seen more of it. But personally, I think he's like a slightly worse RJ Barrett. So I have him 6-10 on the draft board. So what do you think about Justin Edwards, Chris?
Left-handed athletic wing, high level and fluid athlete, with great body control, able to adjust in midair to defense in order to score. Looks very comfortable shooting the 3-point shot. Off the catch, I would say off the catch, because I haven't seen too much shot creation, but off the catch, he looks very comfortable shooting it. You know, he's always shooting the shooter's pocket. He knows how to catch it. He catches it very well. And then, you know, maybe he does like a escape dribble like a Kevin Love a little bit, you know, and he's able to do that and still get a shot off. He runs the floor well, so he doesn't need the ball in his hands to be effective. Also, handles well enough to get to the rim. I did see that. Mm-hmm. He did handle well enough to get to the rim, but I think that his best NBA comparison would be Kevin Knox.
Okay. Sounds good. All right, so we're ready to kick to the next guy.
Yeah.
All right, so we got DJ Wagner here, 6'2". He's going to Kentucky with Justin Edwards. He's, in my opinion, a below-average vertical athlete. I think he's got average speed and below-average quickness. I don't think he has elite shot creation from any level. 6'2". I think due to him being 6'2", and in the NBA, if you're 6'2", you better have some elite athletic gifts to start in the NBA if you're a 6'2 point guard. People, because everybody's so tall in the NBA, people don't realize how tall the point guards are too, right? Steph Curry 6'3", but he looks like a, you know, Rice Krispie out there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm, like, yeah. Most of these guys are pretty tall. You know, so 6'2 is a big question mark. And when he's not athletically gifted like that, that throws up more question marks for me. You know, he does have some ability to shot create. I just don't really see the NBA translation. I do see college. I definitely could see him being a good college guard. Because then he'll be still like an average height college wise, but he'll be below average height, below athletic gifts. It's just hard to get your game off. So I think he'll be a solid backup point guard in the NBA, and I have him great as a late first. So that's my DJ Wagner comp. Breakdown. Oh, what's yours, Chris?
DJ Wagner, this is one of my favorite guys. right. I think he has a strong frame and handles contact well. Very reliable floater and mid-range scoring ability. Knows how to get Swiss spots. Can stop one and dime and pull up for his jump shot. Shoots off the catch or dribble, including step back, and scores well in isolation. Good ball handler and effective off the dribble. Doesn't need the triple threat to beat the defender. Breaks down the defense and gets to the rim off the dribble. Changes speed and direction well with the ball and isn't fazed by defensive pressure and generally doesn't over dribble. You know, plays off 2 feet and scores at various angles at the rim. Stays under control and doesn't get rushed. Playing at his own pace. I think you might have mentioned that too. He's kind of like slowish. He does have like he plays at his own pace. So I've seen a lot of that. He has good IQ and overall understanding of the game. Knows how to pass up a decent look for a better one. And can process and break down the game, making proper reads. I've seen that with some of his passing. So he passes well with either hand. And I would say that he's a confident, good competitor. You know, he looks like he's confident with the shot. He has some aggression. I did see that a little bit. And I would say that his best NBA comparison would be Tyrese Maxey.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Sounds good. Yeah. You ready to kick it to the next guy?
Yeah.
All right. Next one, man, up is Matas Bouzelis in the ESPN Top 100 rankings. He's going to the G League. He's 6'9". He definitely has a really smooth three-point shot. Mm-hmm. It looks really nice. He can definitely handle really well for his size. Finish at the rim decently well. You know, I think he's an above-average NBA athlete. I wouldn't go any further than that. He's definitely a very good passer for his position. You've seen some flashes of him handling it out of the pick and roll. Me personally, he reminds me so much of Franz Wagner. You know, that 6'9 power forward. And these Franz Wagner types are very valuable because you're running a pick and roll. You know, unlike other guys, you run a pick and roll with this guy and he's the screener. Boom, he pops out to the 3-point line. Okay, you kick it to him. It's not just like, oh, either I shoot or I pass, you know, to the next person. And it's not like that, because when Franz pops out, and then it's, okay, I have the ball in my hands. I can create now. And there's a guy that's running to the rim that used to have the ball in his hands. Maybe he's open, but nobody else on the floor other than me can make that pass. That's not the point guard, right? So there's just so many different ways to use this 6'9 power forward that they're just so valuable. I mean, off-ball screens, screeners, being, you know, coming off, you know, as a screener and popping and things of all that nature. They're just so ridiculously useful that you don't have to scheme too much to get them buckets. Because it's just within the flow of an NBA offense, there's just so many opportunities for a guy like this to have a positive effect on the floor. So, you know, that's why I'm like, Franz Wagner reminds me so much of it. So that's my, I feel like he's a clone of Franz. So I think Matas Bouzelis is a 6-10 pick in the draft so far. What do you think, Chris?
I completely agree. I actually had the same NBA comparison as Franz Wagner.
Okay.
So, yeah, he has a natural feel for the game. I think he has a versatile skill set. He demonstrates ball skills in the half court and leads well in transition. Sees the floor well, makes impressive one-handed passes with either hand off the dribble. He can play on or off the ball, knows when to space the floor and when to cut and rotate. I did see that a lot because he's a consistent lob threat. You know, I did see him catch a lot of lobs. And at first look, he kind of was like, I'm like, who's this skinny guy? these guys are really skinny. Uh-huh. And he just kind of reminds me of Chet a little bit. But he has a good touch on the floater and accurate with each hand at the rim. He's patient offensively, doesn't blindly attack the rim, forces impact. He's a proven three-point shot. I did look at some of his stats there. And possesses desirable skills, size and skills for a modern day perimeter player. So Franz Wagner.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah.
All right, you ready to kick it to the next guy?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the crazy deep Kentucky Kent class continues with Aaron Bradshaw, sixth guy in the ESPN Top 100. He's 7'1". He's reported to be 7'2", so let's just call him 7'2". You know, he's going to Kentucky just like a lot of other guys. This guy is very athletically gifted. You know, he's also not just like a vertical athlete. He's very quick and smooth and, you know, fast. Like, he's not just, you know, vertical but has a foot stuck in the mud. Like, he can move pretty well. You know, he shows some flashes of spacing and shot creation for himself in the mid-range and things of that nature. He could defend the rim very well. Definitely looks like he has very natural instincts for it. Obviously, with his 7'2 length and his athletic gifts, he could defend the rim really well. That's what his most valuable trait is going to be at the next level. You know, I definitely feel like a lot of, you know, he definitely could be a nice three-point shooting rim defending center, and that's what the NBA would want him to be. I think the post skill, I'm not a fan of. You know what I mean? I definitely am a big hater on high school post players, especially when I watch them and, you know, you see spaces like this guy should have spun this way. It's so obvious, but he just scores through height and length. Right, there's a difference between post skill that's going to be advanced enough to be posting in the NBA and post skill that's good enough to dominate your high school basketball team when you're 7'2". That's what he is. You know, but his mid-range shot creation for himself is more intriguing. But honestly, not many people are shot creating from the mid-range at the center position. It's not really something that's promoted, because most of these guys can't score better in the mid-range than the DeMar DeRozan, than the, your normal small forward. So, like, for him to do that at the next level, he needs to be more elite than the small forwards, the two guards, in situations like that. Or he's not going to get the ball, because he's not going to be a better option, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, realistically, his ceiling in the NBA, unless he becomes, like, this utterly insane mid-range shot creator, is going to be Miles Turner. You know, with the three-point shooting and the hope that he could develop that, because that has a lot of value. Defend the rim, three-point shoot. You definitely lead a lot of good things as a team. You know, 7'2". So, yeah, my pick range for him is 6-10. And that's what I think about Aaron Bradshaw. What do you think about Aaron Bradshaw, Chris?
I think he has good size and length. He's athletic with good mobility and fluidity. Consistently runs the floor well, finishes dunks above the rim that they don't can't looks like other people can't even touch. He has, you know, the mid-range elbow jumper down a little bit. I will say that I do see the post game. I mean, if he can develop it to some extent, I mean, so it's better than a shooting guard, small forward, then maybe. I did see a little bit of that, kind of like the post fadeaway, like the Kobe fadeaway, Jordan fadeaway, LeBron fadeaway. I see that he does look kind of comfortable shooting the three-point, you know, shooting from the three-point line. Let's see here. I think that he's a great shot blocker. I think he's instinctive. I've seen a lot of, like, shot in his highlights. I've seen a lot of shot blocking highlights. And I think that he the best NBA comparison will be Nick Claxton with a shot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You already kick it to the next guy.
Let's go.
All right. Number 7 on the list is a new Colorado. He's going to go to Colorado. 6'8", Cody Williams. Fun fact, Jalen Williams' younger brother. Yes, the Jalen Williams that's playing for the Oklahoma City Thunder. 6'8". He's really smooth. Definitely, you know, he definitely seems like he has good form on his jump shot. He shows some flashes of playmaking. I was honestly expecting more because of Jalen Williams. Again, people who, you know, I scouted Jalen Williams and I said that he was by far the best two guard passer coming out of the draft. So I was kind of expecting more playmaking in high school, and I was kind of sad that I didn't see more of it. Hopefully he does it at the next level. He can get to the rim pretty well, but I'm just, it leaves his highlight tip leaves a wanting of seeing more shot creation for himself in like the mid-range or at the three-point line. You know, he seems very reliant at getting to the rim. And for a 6'8" guy, you'd think, okay, that's going to be nice. But he's not so overly gifted that he's going to be able to drop 18 a game off of just getting to that rim because he's so freaky athletic. And I'm just he's not Ron Holland, right? Yeah. He's not that kind of athlete to get to the rim like that, the next level. Yeah. So, you know, I think right now, with the skill set that I've seen, I say 14 to 20 because, hey, 3D, 6'8 wings are role players, and you draft them and you have them for 8 years and they have a positive effect on your team for a while. So that's why I have him 14 to 20. He's a very high tier role player right now. Hopefully he shows improvement, but that's my grade on him right now for Cody Williams. So what do you think about Cody Williams, Chris?
This is one of those guys where I absolutely agree with you because this is, I think I was talking to you about it before, it was that I just didn't find anything that really just jumped out to me. It was like, wow, this guy's going to be great. You know, like, yes. I really could see him being a role player in the league.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, he has that spot up shot a little bit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he's, like, tall and long, and he, like, really depends on getting to the rim to score. Yes. Like, I didn't see any pull-up jumpers that much. Like, I didn't see anything that really was like, oh, he has a skill set, he has a bag that he can go to if something's not working. Yeah. If you stop him at the rim, then he's pretty much not going to score the rest of the game. That's pretty much how it looks. So I wasn't truly impressed with him. Hopefully he can develop something more when he goes to college, you know, with the high-level facilities, the shooting coaches and things like that. Yeah. Maybe he can, you know, become more, I mean, get a pull-up jumper or something like that, or maybe more post moves. But as of right now, it's not really, I can see role player. I can see him possibly being a good 3-and-D with a good shooting coach. He's not going to be elite like Ron Holland because he doesn't have the athletic gifts, but he'll be okay.
Yeah. All right, you ready to kick it to the next guy?
Let's go.
Okay. The next one up is Jacoby Walter. He's 6'5". Let me get what college he's going to. He's going to Baylor University. 6'5", shooting guard. He has a really pretty jump shot. He can shot great anywhere. It's 3-point line, mid-range, at the rim. There's no weaknesses there. His bag is so deep that he could just read the defense and find open spaces to shoot from and shot great for it, and it looks great. Like, you know, there's so many times where I saw him, okay, the only open spot here to attack this defense's way is that mid-range spot. Okay, well, I get to that spot, and now I'm going to do a fade away while my body's moving away from the basket and everything's moving in crazy ways. Trust me, that shot's way harder than you think, right? Yeah. And then I saw a shot create for the 3-point line, and the only open spot was to the right, because their defense was leaning to the left. The defender, that was the only spot. And he hits a behind the back, step to the right 3-point shot. I'm like, whoa. Yeah. Okay, because this guy is so smart. So intelligent on attacking angles, what's open, and he just has such a his bag looks deep where he has the moves to attack every angle and defense and the way you're gonna guard beat. You want to push him left, he'll score. You want to push him right, he'll score. You want to play close to him, he'll get to the rim. You want to play you want to play off, he'll shoot. Right? Like, there's just no answer to how smart he is. You know, he's not like an overly gifted athlete, but, you know, he's just coming out of the high school, he is world class scoring intelligence. Yeah. Honestly, if that is the same guy that he's going to be in college, he'll play the smartest scoring shooting guard I've seen coming out since I've been doing this. His, you know, I can't really find a lot of highlight tapes of him defensively, but his jab steps, oh my goodness, his jab steps are phenomenal. There's some people that just jab step because it's their move, and there's some people that have the jab step so well down that they look like they're going to the rim. Like, it's definitely sell. Like, he just seems like a worker. Like, all those really extremely polished moves just gives me high work ethic. And there's two different prototypes for the two-guard position. Mm-hmm. There is the DeMar DeRozans of the world, the Michael Jordans of the world, the Jalen Greens, the Benedict Mathurins. These, oh my goodness, these guys have some skill, and they're freaky athletic, right? You know, Michael Jordan, mid-range skill, freak athlete. Jalen Green, 3-point shot creation, freak athlete. You know, Zach LaVine, 3-point shot creation, freak athlete. DeMar DeRozan, mid-range shot creation, freak athlete. And then there's a line in the sand, and then there's guys to the right that are just so smart and athletic enough that they can do it too. Devin Booker, so smart, not overly athletic, tall enough, right? They meet certain height requirements. Bradley Beal, really smart, not overly athletically gifted, but really intelligent on how to score the basketball. This is that kind of guy. I couldn't watch him without thinking Devin Booker. I just kept on thinking Devin Booker. It was just, I'm amazed. I was really impressed. And, you know, he fits that prototype. He's 6'5". If he is legitimately 6'5", and he can do this at the next level, then, you know, he's going to be 1, 2, or 3 in the draft. Because it's just, whoa. he's got it here mentally. That's my take on Jacoby Walker, Walder. I'll be so excited to watch him play. What do you think about him, Chris?
I am agreeing with you, you know, so much on this, because I watched Jacoby Walter and I'm just like, wow. It looks like every shot he tries to take is a tough shot. And that's great going into the league and going into college, because there's going to be such a high level of defense that every shot will be contested at a high level, because there's so many great defenders. So, like, already starting that now in high school, and hopefully that translates to college and it does well. And then, you know, once he gets drafted, goes to the league, it'll translate there as well. Like, that's a high upside to have going in.
Yes.
Now, I wouldn't say I saw a lot of passing and things like that, but I believe that he is a pure scorer and one of the best shooters right now in this class outside of DJ Wagner. DJ Wagner is probably one of the best shooters. I feel like he's like, if there's a 1A, 1B, I think it will be DJ Wagner than Jacoby Walter as far as shooting ability.
Yeah.
Just downright shooting ability. 3-point shot creation is otherworldly for Jacoby Walters. I think he's a 3-level scorer as well, but the way he creates from the 3-point line is magic, and it's something special, and it's truly a sight to behold. This is one of those guys that I really, really enjoy watching, because I was just like, when I saw it, I was like, wow. And I'm like,
so advanced.
He's so, like, I think that the best word you used was, like, he's a smart scorer and one of the smartest scorers, and I can definitely see that. The way he contorts his body and able to get around defenders and still get a shot off, like I said, every shot he takes in high school has been a contested tough shot, and it falls like it's nothing. You know who that reminds me of? Booker a little bit. That reminds me of Booker a little bit, because he's one of those guys who every shot he takes is a tough shot.
Yes.
You know what I mean? He doesn't, like, those are those type of guards like that who are just smart and who just know how to get their shot off and can knock it down consistently will be great in the NBA, and I think he's one of those. So I think my best NBA comparison will be Booker.
Okay, yeah, we're going the same comp.
Yeah.
Because Booker is the prototype for this kind of guy.
Yeah.
Where it's just, like, Booker's not a gifted athlete, but if you're tall enough to shot create and you have the skill, you could do it at a high level in the NBA.
For sure.
Yeah, I'm so excited to watch him play.
Yeah.
Baylor. All right, you ready to get to the next guy?
Let's go.
All right, so next man up, let's see. Mackenzie Mbako. I probably fumbled that name.
I think it's Mbako.
Go ahead, say it again.
I think it's Mbako.
Mbako, okay.
I think
we'll
the
go
G
with that because it sounds better.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, he's committed to Indiana, so he's going to be playing in the Big Ten. 6'8". Personally, I think he's physically built a lot like Jairus Walker, which is a compliment. Very strong guy, you know, bulky. Definitely seems like a good standstill 3-point shooter. How good he defends at the next level is going to determine how high his draft stock can move up and down. I definitely dislike all of the post scoring that he does, because is there a 6'8 power forward that posts in the NBA? No, there is not. Okay, I mean, the only exception to the rule is Zion Williamson, but he's not fucking Zion, okay?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, you're not doing that. He'll do it in college. He'll have a very good college career.
Yeah.
He reminds me a lot of Keegan Murray in that aspect, where Keegan Murray was averaging like 20 a game at Iowa, posting, and I was like, I definitely do not like this guy as much as everybody else, as I see him as a 3D player. What did you see him post in Sacramento? Oh, you didn't. Okay, cool. I'm glad we got that out of the way. You know what I mean? I definitely feel like this is a very ideal 3D wing that, you know, if his size and athletic gifts convert to great defensive ability, that I could definitely see sneaking his way to the end of the lottery. Because of just how important 3 and D players are. Role players, again, NBA teams love drafting role players. They are more valuable in the draft than people would realize. So I have him graded 14 to 20, and he reminds me a lot of Keegan Murray.
Alrighty. Mackenzie Mbako, for me, I think that he's a good athlete, very well coordinated, throws down dunks. You know, I've seen him do it with the right hand and the left hand. Yeah. He's able to contort his body a little bit in the congested paint, so he can kind of get his shot off.
Yeah.
He can be a matchup problem, I think, for smaller wings, you know, because he's pretty tall. He's like 6'8" with like a 6'10" wingspan, so he can be kind of a matchup problem for those
big dude.
I guess in college, he's a good rebounder. I did see him get some rebounds there. Mm-hmm. I think he has good tools and versatility as a defender. You know, I think that he was able to play the passing lanes really well, kind of get some shots blocked and stuff like that. And he's capable of making some pretty good passes, pretty decent passing ability there. I don't really have like a lot on him, per se. Mm-hmm. It's a lot I would like to see more of, especially at 6'8" as a forward. I want to see more 3-point shot, you know, ability, maybe a little bit more shot creation, something to make him a little bit more, desirable. I mean, cause I can see where you're going with the 3-and-D wing. That's probably where he's going to end up going. Cause he's not going to be able to post up in the league. Cause he's only 6'8". He's not tall enough to do so.
Yeah.
So I think that the best NBA comparison for him would be Wilson Chandler.
Interesting. Okay. All right, you ready to get the last guy on this list?
Yes.
All right, Jared McCain, 6'3", Duke University. Go Duke. Duke fan. All right, go Duke. Get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Undersized two guard, 6'3", short for a two guard. 6'4" is kind of the cutoff where it's like, okay, we got to start answering some questions here. You know, I personally think, though, that this is – I'm so sorry, but this guy's slow, in my opinion – unathletic vertically to start in the NBA. I don't think he has the athletic gifts to start in the NBA. He's a strong guy. Like, he has some muscle on him, but it's not like he's Desmond Bain strong, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's not like, okay, in a few years, he's going to look like an NFL linebacker. No, okay, well, you know, moving along here. I think he's an above-average passer. I'm surprised that there's not more point guard talk about him, because if he was a point guard, then this draft stock would change. You know, he has a really good shooting form. He's a pure shooter. You know, I think in college he'll have a very good career. But in the NBA, I don't think he'll be anything more than a bench shooter, because he doesn't meet the athletic requirements. My grade is a mid-second-round draft pick, and I don't have a comp for him, because think of a guy that just shoots off the bench at 6'3", and you'll think of a bazillion guys that you completely forgot about 5 years ago.
So, now... Yeah.
Okay, this that's my take.
This is where I disagree, Jason.
Okay, really? Okay, cool. Let's hear it.
Because I'm sorry, and we may go back and forth about this, but
really?
when I turned on his highlights and he made his first pass, and I was like, wow. And then he did it again. The only thing I could think of was Cade Cunningham. I am sorry. I am sorry. That's all I could think of was Cade Cunningham.
Maybe, you know, Cade's 6'8".
I get it. He's an undersized Cade, but hear me out now. His passing ability is, like, there. Like, the way he makes passes and threads the needle and is able to get people... He makes people around him better with his passing. I've seen it. It's, like, crazy. And it's, like... I mean, of course you can't get it from the highlights reel, from, like... But you know what I mean? Like, knowing... Watching games and things like that, you know, from NBA, looking at how somebody else passing and they can, like, oh, you got the best shot. But, like, the way he passes, you know how Kate was, like, supposed to be, like, this otherworldly passer?
Yeah.
It was, like, that was, like, his biggest calling card. Jared McCain is just like that. His biggest calling card, even though he's undersized, is passing. He's a great passer, phenomenal passer. He does have one of the purest shots I've seen, but he is a passer, a passer, a passer, and a passer. He will be a great facilitator. I'm sorry. Okay. If he can't do anything else, if he's undersized and he only goes up to college, he will be the best passer in the college.
Okay.
Passing.
Okay. So, what would your comp be?
I would say an undersized Kate.
What?
Undersized okay. Kate. Let's undersized hear. Kate.
Oh my goodness. Well, we definitely disagree on this.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like when I watched it, I was just like, oh my God. Like, I mean, it may not have jumped out at you, but like to me, I was like, oh my God. Oh yeah. My God. Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, hey, as a Duke fan, I hope you're right.
Yeah, I was like, oh, like he's gonna watch it. Just watch this. Run this back when we watch the Duke games, and you're gonna see how good of a passer he is.
Okay.
I will give you though that he is very slow. He is very slow. Yes. He is very slow. That's gonna be a problem. But
yes,
with the ball in his hand and him passing, you'll be fine. And I think that he should be a point guard. I agree with that part. Yeah. Because of his passing ability. And I'm surprised that he's listed otherwise, because he's not that great of a scorer, but his passing ability is pretty great.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, 6'3", that unathletic, it's point guard would be the best fit for him. I would agree with you. It's going to be interesting, though. He's going to have to prove that he can pass and be a good high volume ball handler like Chris.
I think he's going to be a great passer. He's a great passer now.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I have him listed as above average, so like I agree to a certain extent, but I don't think point guard level.
I think he's a great passer.
It's okay. Hey. We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, my goodness.
I want to add something before we close out, though. I would say that out of the 10 that I have watched, which is just a 1 through 10, you know, I mean, I know that we're going to do this pretty much every week. We're going to get another 10 next week, another 10, another 10, another 10. But I think that so far with just this list, I feel like the theme of this coming in class will be the 2-3 level score. Every player has the ability to score from either 2 or 3 levels. I feel like Isaiah Collier, from what I've seen, he was more of a mid-range, downhill kind of guy. I didn't really see too much three-point shot creation, but there are a few guys who really live and die with a three-point shot. But they can also go inside, knock down a mid-range. I've seen one guy, I can't remember, I don't know which one it is. I should have wrote it down. But one guy had moves like Kevin Durant. I kid you not, when I saw this back in this cross, this left to right cross, I was like, that is a KD move. And I looked at it, and I was like, that is definitely a Kevin Durant move. I think it might have been Justin Edwards. I'm not completely sure. Because he's definitely shorter than KD, for sure. And I was like, this is an undersized KD. But, like, the 2-3 level score is going to be the biggest theme of this draft, in my opinion. I don't know. Yeah. What do you think?
I think the theme of the draft so far, 1 through 10, I would say length. I mean, all of these guys are really tall, other than DJ Wagner. I would definitely say, like, tall for their position. Especially when you're talking about Ron Holland, who's 6'9". Then there's Matthijs Bouzelis, 6'9". Aaron Bradshaw, 6'7", 1. Justin Edwards, 6'7". Right? I would definitely say length so far. You know what I mean? And ideally, three-point shooting. But, you know, it's hard to know without the three-point line at the college level how well they're going to translate.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, honestly, like, if you can't shoot a three in the NBA, man, you better be a freak athlete or better be a freak defender.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to stay on the floor, even as a bench player. So, you know, there's so many players that it's tough to develop, tough to scout these guys in high school because we can't really know for certain how good their three-point shooting or defense is. And there's people getting paid $70 million right now over a four-year deal for three-point shooting and defense. So,
yeah,
you know, it's pretty big, pretty big part of it. And high college tape is – and – G League take is gonna dominate all.
Yeah, very true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Ron Holland and Matis Bucelis, they actually do have G League tape already. That's what I watched from both of them. I watched their G League.
Oh, okay.
Tape. Yeah, they have because they play on the same team. They both play on the G League night. Yeah. So like you can see them. Like I think Ron Holland had like 23. I think Bucelis had like 19 or something like that.
Yeah. For Ron Holland can shot create. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun time to watch.
Yeah.
All right. Have anything else, Chris?
Nope.
All right. Sounds good. So basically, yeah, this is the Pick and Roll podcast. Basically, every week for the next 5 weeks, we're going to be breaking down high school players, we're gonna do tap, and the next week is gonna be 11 through 20, and then the week after that's 21 through 30, and so on and so forth until we get through 60, and then we'll start scouting some college players after that. And then, you know, college basketball season will roll around, G League will start rolling around, we'll start watching full games, breaking down players with you, and start giving our big boards and doing those mock drafts. You guys are going to have a lot of fun listening. So, yeah, Chris, do you have anything you want to say before we kick it?
Nope.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I'm Jason Collins.
And I'm Chris Muhammad. And this is the Pick and Roll Podcast. Peace.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.